And a closely watched hearing today in Bridgeport, Connecticut, gets at whether gun companies can be held liable for the Sandy Hook massacre. A 2014 lawsuit is seeking damages from the companies that manufactured, distributed, and sold the gun that was used in that shooting. But the companies say they're protected by a federal law that they say shields them from liability. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So 9 Sandy Hook families and a school administrator filed this lawsuit. The judge looking at whether it can even go forward. What is the lawsuit arguing?
This lawsuit's arguing, and it's an interesting, and perhaps even some of the people who are involved in it, a bit of a risky strategy. It's alleging that the firms marketed and sold a weapon of war to civilians. And I'll go to the language that the lawyers used in a January brief. They said the defendants, and this is the gun maker, this is the company that Remington is the maker of the weapon, the distributor Camfor, and the gun shop, all of them are named in this suit. It says that they chose to sell a military weapon to the civilian market and ignored the unreasonable and demonstrated risk that its assaultive capabilities would be used against innocent civilians. And again, it uses that language of this being an instrument of war that it never should have been sold.
And this, by the way, this rifle, and it was a Bushmaster XM15 E2S, was legally purchased. It's a semi-automatic rifle. It was legally purchased by Adam Lanza's mother, who he also shot the day of the shootings, correct?
That's absolutely correct. She purchased actually 2 years before. And this is one of the most popular weapons that's out there. The AR-15 is a semi-automatic civilian version of the military's automatic M16 rifle, one of the most popular weapons that's out there. So this case, as you suggest, is not really about the liability for selling to someone that they thought might commit a crime with it. They're going after the families here are really going after the manufacturer, saying this weapon just is being marketed as something that is for military use. And that's wrong,
so
according to them.
So what is the argument that the gun manufacturer and distributor are making, that they're protected by federal law?
Well, you know, they want this whole case thrown out. They don't feel that it should ever be tried in court because there's a federal law called the Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, and it's supposed to shield the gun industry from liability claims and, you know, protect these gun makers from lawsuits, any kind of lawsuit that holds them responsible for crimes committed with their products. And what they're really, one of the reasons why it's believed they want this thrown out so badly is because the families, their lawyers, want to go into a discovery process. Even if they don't have a good shot at winning this case, they want to be able to look at the marketing materials that Remington uses. They're, you know, under that process of that would go forward. If this judge says the case can go forward, they are hoping to bring to light information that could shape public opinion, even if they can't win the case.
And a lot on the line for the gun industry if the lawsuit does go forward. We'll keep an eye on this story out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.